In this video, we will demonstrate drills that help us get our swing where we want it to be. In the first video, Hitting Mechanics, I mentioned that confidence is a key psychological factor. For hitting, we need to know that we can hit. We have to believe that we can hit. We have to know that we're better than the pitcher out there. But one of the keys to that is believing that our swing is where we want it to be, that we've worked hard as we can to get our swing exactly where we want it, that our rhythm is good, that we're seeing the ball good, that our contact points are down, and that everything is exactly in place. The drills that we're about to demonstrate will help us get to that point. Many young hitters are worried about how strong they are, whether they can swing a bat. Weights are good, but if you don't have access to weights, I'm going to demonstrate some drills that will strengthen the muscles used in hitting using a heavy bat. Robbie Mullen, my demonstrator, will start with a wrist and forearm extension drill, holding the bat out in front, bring it back to his cap letter, and flip the bat out as fast as he can, stopping it in front of his body, doing 10 repetitions. The next drill, he'll take the bat completely back over his head, let it hang down behind him with his elbows in, and fire the bat out in front, trying to stop it in front of his nose. He'll do 10 repetitions of this drill. The next drill holds the bat right out in front of him and does wrist rotation, starting with small circles and working to big circles, and then back the other way, small circles to big circles, 10 times each way. The next one is called windshield wipers. He'll hold the bat right out in front of him with the bat straight up and do it just like windshield wipers, all the way down as far as he can go, back and forth, 10 times. The next drill is a wrist snap swing drill, where he holds the bat right in front of his nose, hands about chest high, and snaps the bat through the hitting zone, working on bat lag and extension out in front of it. His mechanics are good, his back elbow's in, his head is still. You got a vertical axis of rotation. All right, the next drill, Robbie will take a normal swing and try to stop the bat at a contact point in the 9 zones of the contact zone. The first one is high inside. Next one is high middle. High outside, middle in, middle middle, middle away, low in, low middle, and low away. You'll notice as he's doing this that his back elbow stays in, he's got great bat lag, his head is tracking the ball all the way through. The next drill, he swings through the 9 zones that we just talked about, high inside, high middle, high outside, working on a perfect swing. Nice and smooth, great bat lag, still head, vertical axis of rotation. By the time he's done with these strength drills, he can really feel the muscles that he uses in hitting. These are great drills for strengthening those muscles. The last drill in the sequence is called a perfect swing drill. We use a normal bat, swing through 10 times at the same pitch, trying to feel the bat travel, working on good bat speed. You notice the same good mechanics are in effect. The short stride, the closed front foot, the good back knee drive and turn, vertical axis of rotation, still head, and great bat lag. This bat is a heavy bat that we used in the drill. This is a normal bat. If you don't have the resources to buy a heavy bat that's already made, you can take an old normal bat, pop off the end, fill it with sand, put the end back on, and it works just as well as any specifically designed heavy bat. The batting tee is the best device there is for learning to have good hitting mechanics. Robbie's taking some good swings here off the tee. But often the tee is misused. Young hitters will very often tilt their head because the ball is so close to them to try to get a better look. You'll notice how as he swings, his head will tilt and he'll swing down under it like that last one. The tilting of the head causes a tremendous loop in the swing. He cannot swing through the ball like we discussed earlier. His bat lag is not good. He's got a big loop in his swing. The way to correct this is for Robbie to concentrate on a ball that's out in front about 6 feet and even with the ball on the tee. He'll keep his ball eye only on the ball out in front as he swings through the ball on the tee. You'll notice how it keeps his head still, how his axis of rotation has improved, and how his bat lag is remarkably better. This is what I call a stride box. It's my own device that I've come up with because it's portable. It's just 2 4x4s bolted together at a 90 degree angle. And what it does is it keeps our front foot from turning open too much. It keeps our stride short, and it also will help us with the reminder of keeping a firm front side in our swing. They're very easy to make, and we use them all the time in the cages, at home plate, and they're really a very, very important device in our hitting program. The next drill demonstrated is a stride progression, using the stride box to make sure that Robbie keeps his foot closed and a firm front side. First part of it is foot is already down, his back knee and hip are turned, and his barrel is down in lag position. He just flips the barrel through the ball, making sure that he stays on the plane. Then he'll come back, the next part of the progression, he'll come back, his foot is down, he's already taken his stride, he'll just turn and hit. Makes him feel a firm front side. And the last part of the drill, he'll come back into his stance, stride into the corner of the stride box, and go through his swing. You'll notice that he's working very hard to make sure his front heel is down before his back heel comes up. If he doesn't, the concept of dynamic balance will be lost. The next drill sequence is called underhand toss or angle toss. One thing I make perfectly sure of when I'm doing this drill is that I'm always at a 45 degree angle or greater. I don't want to be at his side doing side toss. I see this done a lot with young kids, and all this teaches kids to do is open up on the ball too early. I want to be at a 45 degree angle and give him a good toss right at his front hip. Like that. I don't want to toss the ball behind him because then I'm in jeopardy of getting drilled. I don't want to toss the ball too far out in front of him because that just teaches him to turn away from the ball. I want to toss the ball right at his front hip, right at his front hip, so he can drive the ball straight into the net. A logical progression off of this is to change our feet, change the angle of the swing. Here Robbie will change his feet so that he's simulating an outside pitch. This is the only time I'll be at a direct side angle to him, but in this case he's hitting at an outside angle, so he's hitting the inside of the ball every time. You'll notice how his barrel stays behind him a long time, and he's simulating hitting a breaking ball the opposite way. That's about how deep we'll hit a breaking ball in the zone. Then he'll turn his feet the other way so that he's simulating an inside pitch. I'll still toss the ball at his inside hip. This way he's hitting directly into the net without turning away from the ball. Getting out a little bit in front of it. That's all right. He'll make an adjustment. Get the ball solid right there. One more time. Okay, that's pretty good, Rob. The next part of the underhand toss progression is called backside soft toss. This is a great drill for learning to hit the breaking ball because it forces you to keep your front side in and forces you to hit the inside part of the ball, which is the key to hitting the breaking ball. You'll notice I'm standing behind Robbie. I'm not to the side in front of him, but I'm to the side behind him. I'll toss the ball across the plate and he'll stay inside of it, hitting the inside of the ball. One of the keys here is for him to have great bat lag. That. You gotta keep the ball low. That one was too high for him. You gotta keep the ball low so he can get the barrel through it. Backside soft toss is a great rhythm drill too. You'll notice how he has to keep his head still, which is the basis of our hitting philosophy. The head has got to be still. If he turns it at all, he cannot hit the ball. One more, Robbie, that's outstanding. Okay, the next underhand toss drill is a combination rhythm and bat speed drill. In this, we use an underload trainer that helps us to feel the barrel travel at a great velocity. We also use smaller balls, smaller dimple balls, to help the hitter stay on the ball and to work hard on hitting through every pitch. Robbie will start with the hands in front of his chest and the barrel into the barrel pointing at the pitcher. As I toss, he will rock back, bring the hands back, and hit through the ball. This is a terrific drill for hitters who really struggle with rhythm. Nice loose hands, whipping the barrel, he can really feel the barrel travel. One of the keys to this drill is that he makes sure when he rocks back, he gets his weight back over his back foot. Just showing tremendous bat speed right now. One more, Robbie. This is really good. Okay, good. An important concept is for him to keep his elbow down, rock back, and hit through. He'll feel that great bat lag if he keeps his elbow down. Okay, the last progression that we do in underhand toss is called one hand drill. This is one of the absolute foundations that we use to our hitting drill. We do them standing. We always start with the bottom hand, the top hand on our chest. We do it at the 45 degree angle, and the hitter will swing through the ball, trying to hit line drives, backspin line drives into the net. One of the key coaching points is to keep the hand inside the ball, keep the barrel inside the ball, and we always try to take the back hand of the hand towards the ball so that the barrel stays up. With the top hand, we also try to keep the barrel up by taking the palm of the hand inside of the ball so that the barrel stays up and we can stay through the ball. We use a shorter bat, a little league bat, for our younger kids in this drill so they can control it. Some of our older guys that have been around a while and have done the strength drills and have swung the bat enough are strong enough to use a regular bat in this drill. But I suggest in the one-hand drills that you always use a smaller bat. Beginning of this drill, Robbie's hand is in the correct position for hitting. As I toss at an angle, he'll backhand the ball, whipping the barrel through the ball. Tries to whip the barrel on the same plane as the ball, planing it off, finishing through the ball. As we switch to the top hand, he'll work the backside, try not to roll over as he goes through, staying through the ball, all the way through. That was a beauty right there, staying through the ball all the way through. With the little bat, we'll finish off with him swinging a couple times with both hands just to feel the barrel fly. One more. That's a beautiful swing. Okay, good. Next drill is a vision drill. Talked earlier about hitter's number one responsibility is seeing the ball early, seeing it big, and seeing it as long as he possibly can. This drill will accomplish that. It also accomplishes the idea of being able to pick up the trajectory of the ball out of the pitcher's hand immediately, which is key for the recognition. That will delay the swing, no swing decision to the last possible second. These balls are just regular baseballs sprayed with fluorescent orange paint so that the hitter can pick up the spin of the ball early and see the trajectory easier. The first part of the progression of this drill is Robbie will say the word ball when he first sees the ball out of my hand. I'll just take a normal windup and throw him the ball, and he'll say ball when he first sees it. See if we can hear him say ball and when he says it. As we go through this drill, what Robbie's going to try to do is anticipate the release of the ball, so he's actually saying ball before release, when he first sees it. That was much better. Actually, as I was releasing it, he saw it. Let's try one more. Very good. Very good. The next part of the drill is called the ball hit drill. I will throw the ball. He will say ball when he first sees it, track the ball in, and say the word hit at contact. See if we can do this.
Ball hit.
Just like that. That's beautiful. Again.
Ball hit.
Good.
Ball hit.
A little high there, Robbie. One more. Give you a strike.
Ball hit.
Perfect. The last part of the progression is where the coach will give the verbal. In the first part, Robbie took the pitch and called ball. In the second part, he called ball and tracked the ball in and said hit at contact. Now, the coach will say the word hit when he wants him to hit the ball. Sometime between the time where he takes the ball in his hands and between the time when the ball is halfway to the plate. Any later than that, and there's no way the hitter can react. This part of the drill is great for making hitters stay back, forcing them to track the ball and especially to stay with the breaking ball. I will say the word hit sometime between the time I pick up the ball and when the ball is halfway to the plate. So I've got the ball in my hand right now. I'm going to tell Robbie, hit this one, Robbie. Okay. Now I'm going to tell him hit at a different time. Hit! Hit! See, I waited till the ball was out of my hand. It makes him stay back. I'm going to try to throw him a curveball now. See what he does. Hit! Didn't stay back, Robbie. Hit! Oh, ball in the dirt. Stayed back real well on that one. Try one more. Hit! Good. Very good. One thing I've tried to encourage our hitters to do is to grade how well they see the ball rather than how well they felt that they swung the bat. We can grade our looks as A, B, C, D, E, or F. F is an absolute failure. I didn't see the ball at all. A is where I saw the ball as big as I possibly could. I saw it early and I saw it as long as I could. Grading your looks gives you a better concept than trying to analyze your swing every time. When a hitter's going good, he will always say, I'm seeing the ball big. Oh, the ball looks so big to me. When a hitter isn't going good, he'll almost always say, ball looks like a pea or an aspirin tablet. I just can't see it. And that's when we'll come in and work on this drill, when a hitter is having trouble seeing the ball. Most of the time, once they get their swing where they want it to be, it's the vision that gets them. We want to make sure that they have a good rhythm on their vision, that they're transferring their eyes at the right time, that they're picking up the release point at the right time, that they're seeing trajectory out of the pitcher's hand, knowing full well that the curveball comes out above the hand and the fastball comes out under the hand. These are things that you can teach a hitter, and this drill really helps the concept of being able to pick up the ball early, to be able to see it big, and to see it as long as they can. Talk consistently about a good short stroke, being able to delay the swing, no swing decision to the last possible instant. To get a good short stroke, you want to be able to swing down at the ball, plane the ball off, and hit good, crisp, backspin line drive. This next drill is a great drill to get hitters to do this. If a hitter has any kind of a loop in his swing or any kind of a long part to his swing, be totally ineffective in this drill. Here we use a pitching machine set without legs, this ATEC rookie set on the ground with no legs, so it'll be shooting up at an angle at the hitter. In order to plane the ball off, he must get on top and swing down at the ball. If he has any kind of a loop, as I mentioned, he's not going to be able to make contact with this ball. He'll only pop him up or foul him off. To demonstrate, show the ball to the hitter, drop it in. It's coming up hard at an angle. He's got to be short, quick. Attaboy, Robbie, that ball's hit good. Good. Real good. Oh! Wow. Swing the bat. Good job. Way to hit it. Short, quick, and down. He's making good contact by swinging over the ball. I'm going to try to swing under one right here. I'm going to see him having swing under it. Popped it up. He couldn't get on top of the ball. One more. Got a little bit of a loop in his swing. He completely missed that one. Demonstrated some drills in this video that will help us to develop strength, to learn the concepts behind picking up the pitch early, seeing it big, seeing it as long as we can. We've worked on mechanics, we've worked on rhythm. The parts of the swing that go into the hole of a consistent short stroke that will get us to where we want it to be. One thing that we must put into this tape How hard you work is going to determine how good a hitter you are. Just doing these drills a couple of times at alternate dates will not get the job done. You must do them on a consistent basis, work hard on your mechanics to develop that confidence that is the key psychological factor in hitting.